How do you cope with criticism? I mean, when someone comes up to you and suggests that you may have fallen short or failed in this or that, how do you respond? It's an important question. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. One of the most important, the most profound, the most fundamental influences in our lives is how we see ourselves. And how we see ourselves isn't always that healthy. Let's say you're insecure. A person comes up to you and shares a constructive, well-meaning piece of criticism with you. Of course, none of us likes criticism, but an insecure person is going to react terribly to it. They might get angry, they might feel hurt, they might withdraw further into their shell, they might start bad-mouthing the person who criticized them. Those are all the reactions of an insecure person. A secure person, on the other hand, might initially be annoyed by the criticism, but fairly quickly starts thinking about it and assessing it as objectively as they can. And if the criticism has some basis to it, if it's warranted, they start doing things to change, to learn from what they've just heard, to get better at this thing that they may have botched up. So, are you secure or insecure? Jesus had this to say, Revelation chapter 3, verse 19, I reprove and discipline those whom I love. Be earnest, therefore, and repent. Repenting is a simple word. It means to turn away from that which we know is wrong, that which has just been pointed out to us, and turn back to what's right. Oftentimes, God's reproof and discipline come through other people. We can reject them out of hand, we can pridefully go our merry way, or we can be earnest and repent. Which will it be? That's God's word, fresh for you today. It's funny how God's word has this uncanny knack of getting under our defenses, of reaching deep into our heart to make the change for good that we can't make for ourselves. There is such power in God's word. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.